body, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, oh, oh. Wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. But just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
Yes, indeed, everyone. This is Park Pathways on RepublicBroadcastingNetwork.org. This is December 18th, 2016. This is a three-hour live program. And the call-in number is 800-313-9443. You can also attend a chat room, which has been started by listeners. It's called Parker's Pathways on Chatango. And you'll find some interesting comments in there from listeners. And, of course, we have our added listeners from each show around the world, and which I am grateful. We've been down the air for 10 years. I'm the person that broke on the national stage the effect of chloramine and other additives in the drinking water by the EPA, knowing that it would cause leukemia and cancer, which had been shown in many studies in animals, and experimentation of human beings on this planet for 45 years. And probably longer before 1998. The present science and technology czar, Dr. John Holden, with Paul Ehrlich, presented a concept of depopulation in front of the Science Committee of the Senate and House. It was done years ago. It's not hidden. Science czar for President Obama has been there a long time. You also, now they've created agencies to change behavior of people using the federal system, which is really a copy of what China is doing. All that being said, with all the amicus curiae briefs I've written, we have over in the prayer wheel, 28-day prayer wheel, which I have, it's around the world because that's the time it takes for your organs to reproduce, which comes out in the urine, as urine. These are cells from your body. Over the 10-year period of time, I started the prayer wheel from Tibet 6.5 years ago. And I only people in that prayer wheel at that time that would want to be there with real prayers. There were approximately six people in the prayer wheel when it started. And these are people whose land's been taken by the government, their farms confiscated, their water poisoned, been arrested by the United States government, EPA regulations. And we're going to get into that today. And we now have rolling in that prayer wheel. These are volunteers from listenerships of Parker Pathways and plus other people that have heard around the world. For the past 3 years, we have never been below 150 people in that prayer wheel to where we are now at 900 and something, constantly. These are people from all over the world whose governments have taken their families, their land, their water, which is what they really want. China has taken over and bought 5 major countries on this planet. They bring in their own people to raise food, build dams. They're worse than the African warlords, who are ruthless, who kill and maim thousands of females, kill many males. That's their culture. All that being said, in order to be able to work things through, particularly some of the briefs that are going to be making the Supreme Court in the next round, which are, my amicus curiae briefs are usually about 6 to 9 sentences long, sometimes 20 sentences, sometimes 3 paragraphs. I always talk on every show, I give you companies that are on the market. I've created exposés of the Water Index of investments, which now is making the British economic manuals in universities, is the Water Index. And all that being said, behind the scenes of every one of these shows concerning water and its effect on the biochemistry and the developmental system of your body, which I give the real-world tests that you should be taking, this is real world. This is not the BS world of which I'm upset with. Listeners from all over who believe we should still stay in the progressive communist American legislation in the House of Congress. You can eat sand, as far as I'm concerned, because there's some states that are going to stop selling sand for fracking. That being said, what I'm going to open the show with today is something that has to do with the bank the Nordea Bank. There's a Swedish financial institution, and they have agreed with me that after visiting the Standing Rock pipeline system, the Swedish bank has decided to put the companies behind the DAPL on bank watch. Now, when you have a bank watch, you have the full global banking system on alert. It's like the intel systems for global criminals. They have decided and notified me this morning that they're going to take my recommendation for a global ban on Earth of any formation of pipe construction, and particularly after they meant the pipe construction, of course, will be for the type of pipes that will be going over, let's say, the famous hiking trail through the United States from the people of Standing Rock. Nordea has announced that they will put on financial watch and will not support the rerouting except for under these conditions at Standing Rock, and have placed it on the world stage in Parker Pathway names on what's called world financial demand. This is $75 trillion that will be tied up and is already, as we speak, It went into effect European time, 1 a.m. yesterday. It will not back, NORDEA will not back the Dakota Access Pipeline if it violates the demand of the Standing Rock Sioux Nation. All Native American chiefs in this country will accept my what's called the Ekapupapa, which is the edict stronger in the terms of all chiefs, or to obey the global financial demand on the global stage to meet standards for improving the water right to indigenous communities. And this was delivered by Sophia Janik, the representations of all chiefs. The NORDEA regarded the Dakota Access Pipeline, it announced, number one, NORDEA will demand guarantees from companies building the Dakota Access Pipeline that will not go through the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe Reservation. And the companies that do not respect this, NORDEA will start the process of selling its holdings in the companies. Number two, NORDEA will place the companies in quarantine for 6 months on the global stage for any water development that is connected to the three major rulers of the world, which are part of Soros and the other group with the Kissinger people. Number three, NORDEA will send a letter to the companies by Friday of this coming week with a clear requirement. And this letter, when you get a letter on the world stage of bank control of money, it must have the gold seal, which is what's called the commutatis vivaces. The vivaces is the seal, which is the determination of all justice systems and financial work that's connected with religious organizations. This is so that because the way that they establish it works in the elite work, they use religion as a way to promote the destruction of the population of the earth. And that's not a vile statement. That's the truth. In the letter will be a clear requirement. They must respect the Standing Rock Sioux tribe demands not to route the Dakota Access Pipeline in the vicinity of their land. In other words, this is what we're talking about. This is what Hillary Clinton did not want, you see. Because I talked about that from her intel of the control of the water in 2012 on this program. We've become world known for that, and they hide behind it. Not even the most vile talk show hosts who have attempted to capture that information and turn it to some conspiracy. May they rot in hell, in my opinion. And that's my opinion, listeners. Number four, if the companies do not meet that requirement, within the next 6 months, NORDEA Sustainable Finance Team will recommend on the world stage, which they have the power to do, because that's my connection to the terms and those people, the NORDEA holdings in these companies will be sold. No bidder from China will be allowed. No bidder from Germany will be allowed, because all the private holdings within the world stage for the deployment of pipeline concept of oil over any water reservoir on earth will be sanctioned and sold off. That is how I open my show today. when I wrote chloramine causes health damage was on the home page of RBN. You should be sending that to your friends. It says Morning Stage was placed in 2004. It's been nominated 4 times by the Nobel Prize Committee for Health Journalists, which I did not know about, and I've told you that before. But at the end of that dissertation is not a joke. My whole position on the United Nations World Stage 7 times since I've been on air on this station is that water and drinking water should have a black label. It should be condemned as a carcinogenic agent, which all of the employers in the elite real world know. Everybody dances around the pen at the Gordon conferences in New Zealand. They all dance around in the terms of the development of the process. But the czar of the process of the destruction of population exists in the real world. It's in the Obama administration. It was the beginning of when it was in the previous administration was the beginning of these committees. A black label on a product means it's poisonous and has to be rectified. Everybody dances around the pool. Millions of dollars a day are being made, a day, for the companies that are selling product for purifying water so far, if it purifies. They're honorable people. They're trying to make a buck, because, of course, once they start paying with the union, which is what's happened, you get different stories, and that's what's happened in the real world. I'm only interested in making, not questionably, because we don't the water we have today, or we had yesterday in the world on Earth, we will never have again. There's a lot of reasons for that. Because scientifically, there are other ways. The water molecule has a memory. That's why I interviewed Professor Emoto in Japanese on my first 3 weeks being on RBN. He's the one who determined the process of all of his work. That the mind can control with love and gratitude the change in the configuration of a water molecule. If you thought a bad thought, you know, toxic thought, particularly most people have against other people, for instance, that water molecule would shrivel. That's all photographed. You can buy his books in a bookstore. His works has been repeated and retrofitted in research papers. I want the water not to have a bladder. But those few sentences at the end is the real ball game, listeners. And so this is the first. Every one of these companies that I talk about on this on the market are the backstory, not what they're doing, but what they invest within the theme. I have 5 disciplines per show that cover biology, law, any aspect, and they're all connected. These subjects are connected. That's the way the Greeks started the academy. That's why it was called the academy, because there weren't subdivided subjects. That was just for the benefit for professors to get tenure, even in Greece. Today's companies are Callon Petroleum, Western Alliance, and Gaytax, the equipment industry in Saudi Arabia. We'll see you at the other end of the break. The call-in number is 800-313-9443, and it's showtime. Thank you for being here.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is Parker Pathways. For the listeners that have written me as to where they can get potassium iodate instead of potassium iodine because of the cooking with the contamination of chlorine in the drinking water, which I've done many shows on the biochemistry in the body, for the creation of the various chemicals from heat. I'm going to ask you, because they've asked me, the listeners have asked me from all over the world when I exposed this, it was a brilliant piece of work. Was done in Nanjing University in China, Dr. Yang Pan. I'm going to ask you to request the information where you can get potassium iodate to my email, which is kwati@sbcglobal.net, and I will tell you the backstory is where you're going to get that, because the governments of the United Nations do not want you to know. With the addition of fortifying with potassium iodate, you can cut out three biochemical markers from the water for cancer alone, for four types of cancer, and for other formations of biochemistries, which I'm going to write about and are involved in this process. The research references for that study I will give off air. And because the cooking with the chlorinated water and salt can create these toxic molecules. To create also, you're going into what I call the hypoidious acid, which I've talked about extensively. Remember my philosophy of life. When I first started on RBN, I had never done a radio show, and I was learning, and I'm still learning, as I've said before. But I'm about the water, and people might blow that and say, well, there are other things. Well, water is more than life. It's another life. And if you can change the chemistry for the formation of that, then you are definitely changing the formation of evolution itself. And that's the point. So that's why there are other forms of information which are controlled by the government. And the agencies are called the Social and Behavioral Sciences Team in the Obama administration under John Holden. This is to do brain behavior, behavioral research through the federal forum. And then, of course, the Office of Science and Technology Policy, which is also run by Dr. John Holden. These, I'm not going to discuss what I've discussed with the president-elect, but I can assure you that with the new EPA director, the governor of Texas, former governor of Texas, there will be close communication if he's confirmed, of course, which I expect. But I'm going to put it to you this way. The signs have already come in to... I cannot be in the... I've turned down being in that process with the president-elect because I'm suggesting a more outside consultation from where I'm standing, and he's accepted that position. The first memo has already gone out by the president-elect to ask the EPA for the questionnaire for the social cost of carbon in the federal rulemakings. That's the first of the shot over the bow. We'll see you at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443 if you wish to.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop, it's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
This is Parker Pathways, and just before the break, I want to just finish the three sentences that didn't make it before the break about the social cost of carbon in the federal rule marking markups on the climate change dimension. The president-elect has taken the suggestion that the government has to measure that damage that is caused by carbon because in the death panel of Obamacare, remember what I've taught you for 6.5 years on this program. You are the data. And the carbon footprint as a process of the determination of the water availability of virtual water, plus the concept of the development of determination of your worth, which Dr. Emanuel, who was one of the main authors of the death panel, put forth to the world, and I interviewed him twice. You die at 75. Your medical care is aged by out in terms of your age, and say, well, you're a little older, so you don't need those tests. It's called value medicine. I say that the process of the determination of human life is measured on another scale that you measure within the psychology and the psychometrics of neuroscience. A person's worth at this time is set at $1.9 million. If you exceed the social cost of the carbon, which is measured within what you use and is put into the plan of the control of human life, which is what it is under federal rule markings, should be justified. by 79 regulations that cover the concept of the death panel with the carbon, with the air, with the use in the, what's called the life cost on the earth. That's what's meant by that, and that's what it means. There's a lot to be said about this. I've done many shows on it, but now, for the first time in the history of the United States, the president-elect is putting the memo out as who's been involved in that social cost determination. And you will be shocked to find out who that is. We have a caller that I appreciate holding on for the 75 seconds. Mike in Kentucky.
I didn't catch
Mike,
all that.
Thank you for calling the program.
I didn't catch what you said there because the phone went. What did you say about 75 seconds?
I waited for you.
Okay. CIA guy, John O'Brien, why do you think he's selling stratospheric spraying to the Council on Foreign Relations? I guess you've seen that video, right? I don't get to watch I don't get to listen all the time, and so I don't know if you've covered that, but I guess it started showing up on the web about 6 months ago from, screenshotted from the Council on Foreign Relations itself. He gave some kind of presentation, and as part of that speech, he said it, one of the things that fascinated him was the technology of stratospheric aerosol spraying to simulate the global dimming effects of a volcanic eruption and allow more time for the world's economies to detach from fossil fuels. So, I mean, here's another tinfoil hat conspiracy theory topic that is now confirmed by the CIA director himself. So,
yeah, that's right.
He had to have known it would go bouncing around the internet.
Absolutely. Sure, that's the point. That's why they're using a different, they've been for many years, they've been using the boron antimony mix to affect the lower pituitary gland of humans. And of course, this is all put forth in the terms of species loss, because the old adage on the farm is that animals like your dogs, your pets, and we're always watched carefully because they're on the closer to the ground, and they're the ones that are first affected before
canary in the coal mine.
Yeah,
like the canary in the coal mine.
Exactly, and so when
which I thought was hilarious, by the way. I'm telling people since the 1980s. Not to use nonstick coatings, not to use Teflon pans, because the damn warnings came out when the pans came out. You can't have these around your tropical birds. And I'm like, hello, canary in a coal mine. If it's not safe for the bird, what's it going to do to you? And I couldn't convince anybody not to use those. So, I mean,
you were ahead of your time. Yeah,
it's pretty much common sense. If it's going to kill the bird, what's it going to do to you over the course of 10, 15, 20 years?
You know, I'm glad you mentioned that. I never thought I'd ever tell this story, because what you're indicating is even bigger than meets the eye, because I want to tell you the backstory that's come on how ahead of the time you were. But anyway, I know no one really caught that, because, see, Teflon was new, as you know, and because it made a slick pan surface for making foods or frying and things like that. And so you always used a spatula, and that
the
was
plastic melted
spatula.
Yeah. I've seen the plastic melt on those spatulas, too.
Yeah, and the thing is, and in those days, I was a high rider, and I was starting out my medical education thing, and somebody had given me a gift of two macaws, and I knew very little about birds. In fact, there weren't pet stores, believe it or not, that had any information. They weren't pet stores. I mean, and the thing is, so you had to really work hard. And so I contacted University of California, Davis, and said, how do I feed these birds, But those two birds, they kind of worked out a little formulation for me, and it turns out. But these birds, for some reason, these macaws just—I have no idea. I knew nothing about birds, but these two birds, these two, and these macaws were 4.5 feet from tip of the bottom feather to the bill, you know? That's how big they were. And I had to make a special coat that had shoulder pads because they loved to be on my shoulder. And I used to walk around in the tail end of the Haight-Ashbury days in San Francisco when I was in medical school and things like that. And and I had a long black coat. My hair was long, and I had it in a silver snake ring, you know, the thing. But I was a high flyer in the medical school, and they, you know, that sort of story, see. So, make a long story short, I made a lot of trips to Las Vegas, and the whole thing. So I met a couple showgirls, and they stuck with me. I didn't ask them, so they came to me. They were making them, and the showgirls were making all kinds of money in those days. But the thing was, I was out of the apartment for most of the day. I'd come back into the night because I was working at the medical school. Now, these two showgirls had no damn idea, Mike, how to cook. And so we got, to make a long story short, nobody knew about Teflon. The little statements you made that it would be obvious when it came out. Well, it wasn't obvious to everybody. You know, they figured they was. You know what I mean? You know, it's common. You know, people are not tuned in to what you were tuned in into because you were ahead of your time. But I had an idea about it. But I never considered in a million years that the attempt to cook with a Teflon pan that would be overheated and scratched would eventually kill those two macaws, and the death was close to instant. To make a long story short, and they were trying to cook some kind of. In those days, the major meal was alfalfa sprouts. If you remember alfalfa sprouts, you know they had this organic thing going. You know,
well, they didn't put the warnings on the pan, so not a lot of people knew about it. But when I heard the media talking about it one day, it was a pet show or something on television, and they were saying, you know, if you're going to keep a parakeet or a parrot or any tropical bird in your home, you need to not use Teflon cookware.
Yeah,
and I was
right.
Like, what? You know, yeah, so the Teflon pans have been out for a few years at that point, but it's my understanding that Teflon, a POFA, came out of the space industry trying to develop a heat shield.
Yeah, and the thing is, you're right, and the thing is, the real sad part is that compound is still in the drinking water.
It's in the breast milk of all American women. They've shown it, and rocket fuel, percolate. It's in the breast milk.
You're absolutely right. Absolutely.
There's another one, BT, what is it, PTF, MTBE, I think, that methyl or something, bisulfate. It's a fuel additive. That was only put in limited markets for the gasoline. It was supposed to help oxygenate the fuel and reduce some kind of gas coming out of the tailpipe. Even in places where it's not sold.
That's right. You know, the MTBE, when I exposed that onto the national stage when I came on RBN, the thing, you know, that was a byproduct from making gasoline. And so the oil companies didn't want to lose the profits, so they made deals with the governors. They say, well, you know, let's soft soap this in a regulation, see? And so what did the governors do? To show you how crooked bunch of bastards they were, and that's what I call them. To this day, I call them that. They're bastards. The thing is, they knew they were going to kill people. You know what they did, Mike? They signed real-world regulations. They will phase out MTBE in 6 years from now. So they did. They passed it. The legislatures bought off the unions, and instead of the other way around. Do you know that one-third of the water wells in the United States are still closed and never be used again for another 1,000 years because of MTBE?
Well, that's one I hadn't heard. But
Yeah. The parts of some cities, a classic city that was the cornerstone was Santa Monica, California. And I remember when I went on air and talked about that, I had governors. I was uninitiated, you know, how crooked these people are. You know, they used to contact me. The third year I was on RBN, I had unions that were spending real money to try to get me off air. Yeah, they sent me checks and everything. Well, I didn't, you know, I didn't realize. I knew it was illegal. I knew enough law to know. I sent the checks back. I never said much about it until the fifth year when the lobbyist showed up. And they still do. I had a lobbyist on MTV for MTV about 2 months ago, Mike.
He offered when did you first get come on to RBN? Because, I mean, I've heard you for a couple of years, but I didn't know.
Yeah, I've been on since around 2004. I came in at the tail end of 2003.
Okay. Yeah, I'd heard about MTBE back then at some point, so it must have been partially to your efforts. But
yeah. Listen, I got to go, Mike.
Sure.
But I'm going to
Good talking to you, man. Be careful.
Oh, yeah. And thank you for calling, and thank you for listening. And by the way, Merry Christmas. We can say that now. You remember, listeners, when I used to talk about, you know, the character Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome, and of course, I am a I'm Mad Max. You know, that's the thing. I never figured out the character and the thing, but I'm really a Mad Max. I remember I had in those days I was high flying when I was making money in Hollywood. I had a medical clinic system. It was really helpful. Uncle Sam helped on that. It was a lot of money thing. So I bought my first car. So instead of it, I'm not, you know, I wasn't paying. I had a Jaguar. Those are things. You know, at that time, it was a $90,000 Jaguar. You know. And everybody asked me, why are you getting a 12-cylinder car when the freeways were just developing in Los Angeles and that type of thing? I said, well, I have to get to one clinic to the other, you know, and we had mobile clinics in those days that I had helped invent. In fact, that concept was invented by a Texas physician, by the way, and I gave him a lot of credit for figuring that out, and went to testing for children's blood samples and things of that type, which was greatly helpful. Of course, the Catholic Church wanted me to pay them rather than them paying me for doing the test. Even got a letter from the Pope. Anyway, let's get back to the deal. You know, asking why I don't pay the nuns. You know, and I had to write a letter to the Pope. Even then, they were working on the water. You know. Anyway, Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome, and they made that movie. I said, "That's me." I even wrote to the studio. Studio contacted me. Of course, I know I don't look like Mel Gibson. He's a good-looking sumbitch, boy, I'll tell you. But I'll tell you one thing. You know, being in my end, being American Indian and partially looking different, why, of course, that's really screwed up everybody's brain, you know, the same terms of the Mad Max, where people are roaming the earth looking at that type of gas, because they've made a follow-up of the Mad Max series, which is about water. And it's, you know, called Rough Road. But now, of course, I had the Jaguar maxed up like they do. They had the movie of Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome. I had a set rotary on a three centimeter cam. I had a reversible upload transmission that had never been seen before. It had been specially modeled. That's how I could do it at higher speeds. I had a developmental system. I even had, like in the James Bond series, I even had defense mechanisms of the car, which I won't go into. So, in case. So, Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome really exists now, and it's in full form at Agadez, Niger. And it's the formation of the desert roads, the concept of looking for water and taking risks and fighting other gangs on the Chinese gangs coming into the Niger with their weaponry cars and trucks, because there's not enough rice, there's not enough millet, the soil's been depleted. 73,000 acres have been turned from Libya, coming into the other way, and in the water they're riding over. That's the other thing you see. the United States wasn't interested. If they had kept Gaddafi, it would have been balanced the other way, even though he was a dictator. But Hillary didn't want that. What they wanted was the water, not the oil. Libya's got the oil. I've talked about this a lot, and I know a lot about this. And you know how the real karmic circles turn? I remember one of my missions, after I was advanced years later, one of my missions for Uncle Sam. Yeah. Meeting Gaddafi for that water. Gaddafi was college educated, you know, at Oxford. It's too bad about him. But the world would be a different Mad Max today. On the series on the Bakum 12 desert of Magai region of Mali. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443, and thank you for listening.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This is Mark Pathways, and I just want to mention that President-elect essentially has told the Chinese to go blow it out of their rear end. He did it real nice, too. It was really clever. See, the Chinese gave a message that on their sea bases that they've artificially created, we're armed. That's what they sent the president-elect. See, he's not even formally in the president, because the Electoral College meets tomorrow, and Obama's acting like he's a president right now. How about four weapons, Mr. President Obama, that you knew about? Because I know you knew about it because I was briefed. You creep. The thing comes down to the fact that the president-elect is saying that through the admiral too, in the same memo, you know. I'm trying to get the memos in code. Let's see. That it's Admiral Harry Harris, head of United States Pacific Command, that America will not abandon its military presence across the Asia-Pacific region. The naval ships will continue passing through the South China Sea to show the fact that the maintenance of the international line, which is what, by the way, Obama took away and gave to the Chinese, quote, we will not allow the shared domains to be closed down unilaterally, no matter how many bases are built on artificial features in the South China Sea. Signed, Admiral Harris, in lieu of the President-elect Donald J. Trump. God, I love it when they shove it up, those bastards. We have Frank from North Carolina. Thank you very much for holding on. I had to get that last message in because I was connected to
my call, Dr. Parker. Barack Obama, he is a very accomplished liar. I mean, his delivery is very smooth, and he really seems to enjoy his work. He really seems to enjoy lying. I can tell he savors every syllable as he's putting forth lies on the general public.
I didn't say that. You're right. You're right.
I'm also a big fan growing up back in the late 70s, early 80s of the Mad Max films. And those films have held up pretty well, too. As for the cars, my mother, my parents were divorced when I was about nine, but she dated several times a guy, very wealthy guy, and he showed up one time to take her out in one of the actual Aston Martins from the James Bond film series back in the 60s. It was in Goldfinger. They had a bunch of them that were in the film, but it was one of the ones that was in the film. And he would pick her up and take her to the airport and fly her to New York City for dinner in his own private jet. And I'll let you go.
Well, I'm glad you called. And we got at the end of our first hour today. But you call again. By the way, do you want to stay over for 1 minute and 20 seconds? Okay. Thank you very much. This is the end of the first hour of the second hour of Parker Pathways. Call in numbers 800-313-9443 on republicbroadcastingnetwork.org. One of the greatest independent talk show host stations left. We'll see you on the second of a three-hour live program.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's ANGIOPRIM.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.